Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the IRTPC Implementation Review Team call on the 17th of April, 2014. On the call today, we have Barbara Knight, Bob Mountain, we have apologies from Michaeli Nalon, and from ICANN staff, we have Caitlin Tebergen, Barry Cobb, Mike Zupke, and Marika Koning. The agenda for today's call is to go over the implementation schedule that you'll find in the Adobe Connect room. I also sent around a copy of the implementation schedule over the listserv so that if anyone wanted to view it on their computer, you're welcome to do that so you can see the tasks. So from a macro perspective, you'll see that the goal is to have Recommendation 2, which is the time limiting of the FOAs, and Recommendation 1, which is the inter-registrant transfer or the change of control, implemented by the 1st of November. And so I thought during this call we could go through the tasks and the timelines, and if anybody had any questions about what the tasks mean, or if you find any of the timelines a little bit too aggressive or unreasonable, you're welcome to speak up. So I'll start with Recommendation 2, which is the time limiting of FOAs. And currently we are on Task 5. Sorry, I was asked to unsync the display. I will do that. So we're on task 5, which is to provide the work plan to the implementation review team for feedback. And then following this call and any feedback that's received, I will tweak the implementation plan accordingly. So after the implementation plan has been finalized, I allotted 10 business days to draft the policy language for the time limiting of the FOAs. And then following that, it would be provided to the implementation review team for review for 10 business days before we held a call in the next week. Following the call and the feedback from the call, we would edit the language accordingly and then post the proposed policy language for public comment. So then we would move into Recommendation 1, which is the change of registrant or the change of control. And so I started with a couple of things that seem to be more clear from the final report, which is Task 15, define the list of circumstances in which inter-registrant transfers should be permitted and prohibited, and then finalize those terms for the availability of inter-registrant transfers with the implementation review team. A couple of calls back, I believe it was Mikey and James had suggested that we have a face-to-face whiteboarding session so that we can work through a skeletal outline of how the inter-registrant transfer would work. And so I spoke with a couple members of the team of ICANN staff, and we thought it would be a good idea to have that whiteboarding session at ICANN 50 in London. And so I'm not sure that the tasks are fully visible in the Adobe Connect room, so I was going to read through those. And so the first goal of the whiteboarding session is to define the process through which the losing registrant would authorize the transfer, and then define the process through which the receiving registrant would authorize the transfer, and then to identify the differences between registrar validation of transfers in thick and thin registries and added requirements for thin registries pending the implementation of the thick WHOIS requirement for all registries. And next, to define the rules for registrar locks on domains following an inter-registrant transfer, including mechanisms for registrants to opt out. And lastly, to draft the skeletal outline of the change of registrant portion of the overarching transfer policy. And so following the whiteboarding session in London, which the current goal is to have that for about 2 hours, and we would have Adobe Room participation as well for those of you who would not be in attendance at the London meeting. I allotted 20 business days to draft inter-registrant policy language following that session in London. And as a concurrent task, we would have calls with the implementation review team if there was anything that needed to be clarified while that policy language was being drafted. So following the 20 business days, the domain transfer policy would be shared with the implementation review team over the listserv with 10 business days to review that before we have the meetings to discuss the policy language. And then we would finalize that policy language and post for public comment as the final overarching transfer policy, which would include the other recommendations. I see Bob has raised his hand. Go ahead, Bob. Oh, the question is in the Adobe Room. Do you want comments as we're going or wait until the end? Well, I'm almost finished, Bob, so I'll just go ahead and... I cannot hear you. Okay, thanks, Bob. Bob is going to wait until the end to type his question into the room because the microphone is not currently working. And so I believe I was talking about posting the final language for public comment, which would include the other recommendations. And then we would summarize the public comments and finalize the language. That would be a task for ICANN staff. And then the current goal is to announce implementation to the registrars and registries by November 1st. The last couple of tasks have to deal with outreach and education, and that just deals with updating the registrar training program and updating various FAQ pages on the ICANN website. So that sums up the implementation plan. Bob, you can go ahead and take your question if you'd like. And if anyone else has any questions, please feel free to raise your hand or make comments in the room.
Hi, Caitlin. This is Barry. While Bob's typing his question into the chat room, just take note, since this call is being recorded, that we do have very few participants from the IRT on this call. So we're hopeful that those that couldn't make the call today, that they'll listen to the recording and also provide feedback on the list as to this plan. As accordingly, Caitlin will be sending out a note after this call to encourage any further feedback or comments to this plan, after which by a certain date that we'll consider the plan adopted and continue to move forward with it. So in terms of the recording, we do encourage those participants to provide feedback on the list. Thank you.
Thank you, Barry. So I see that Bob has typed his question into the room, and it's regarding tasks 23, which is to draft the inter-registrant policy language following input from the implementation review team in London. And the comment says, I think coming out of ICANN, we lose some time, so not sure that timing is realistic. So the timing is 20 business days, which is approximately 1 month. And I will be working on that policy language coming out of London. It's probably, we wouldn't have a call right away, but I do think 1 month is probably a reasonable amount of time to be drafting that policy. I don't know if anyone else has any comments on that, but these are definitely just goals, and so in the event we need more time, the implementation plan can be tweaked accordingly.
And this is Barry. To add on to that, I think that there's a little bit of slack built into other the remainder part of the plan. So if that does slip just a little bit, I think we'll still be able to recover in terms of trying to make the more important task 30 of announcing the implementation and the policy effective date and those kinds of things.
And then there's another comment about depending on what support is needed from the working group. If there's not a lot, that also makes it less challenging. So, and that remains to be seen, but I'm hoping that the result of the session in London will mean less work for the review team as the policy language is being drafted. Marika, I see your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. I hope you can hear me okay. Just one suggestion on the whiteboarding session in London. I think it's a great idea to indeed try to work through some of those open issues that were in the report. That may be helpful to try as soon as possible to actually identify a time and a date which would work, as I know the ICANN meetings are busy for a lot of people, but maybe the sooner we get this into people's diaries, the better chance we'll have that people can actually keep that time slot free for this session.
That's a very good suggestion. Thank you, Marika. And I did want to mention that prior to the London session, I would be sending out to the implementation review team some notes and things to consider going into that session, and also input from the review team if there's anything that I missed or that ICANN staff missed and that we wanted to discuss, so it wouldn't be just ICANN staff dictating everything that would happen. It would be a two-way street in terms of what would occur in London. So did anyone else have any questions about the implementation schedule or any other business they would like to discuss during this call? I see Barbara is typing, so I'll okay. Thank you. Barbara made a comment that the implementation schedule appears to be reasonable. Barry, I see your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Thank you, Caitlin. This is Barry. And just to make clear in terms of the purposes of the reporting, when you're looking at this plan in kind of a macro level, you'll notice that certainly with recommendation two, we're going to try to start advancing this work forward, recognizing that there are some tasks that can be completed in the near term between now and London, as well as then certainly recommendation one will start off in parallel, so to speak. But I think that the overall takeaway message here is that both recommendations one and two will basically be implemented together and will combine forces, if you will, around the policy effective date and again announcing it to the registries and registrars.
Yes, that is correct. Thank you for pointing that out, Barry. And the reason for that is that ICANN staff is currently trying to work on the more predictable implementation schedule. And as of right now, we're shooting to have that be in May and November. And so recommendation two would not be ready to go by May. And there were also a couple of comments that recommendation one, or the inter-registrant transfer, may color some of the language in recommendation two. So it may need to be revisited, which is why I think it's best to roll those out together to be implemented. Okay, I don't see any other hands raised or any other comments in the room. So I think we can go ahead and close this call early. I appreciate everybody taking the time to go over this plan with me, and I will be sending out the recording of the call. Oh, Barry has his hand raised. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, sorry, Caitlin. And again, for the purposes of the recording, and which we'll also send out in the email, just to advise the IR team members that the draft language for recommendation two was also included. So I do encourage members to take a closer look at that draft language, and please do start to provide any other comments or suggested edits out on the list so that we can try to advance that forward as well. I think for the purposes of where we're at now, we have a really good start with that draft language, and that's what helped prompt some of the good dialogue that we had in previous meetings. And I do suspect that we'll try to have at least one or two more IRT calls prior to London. But just, again, take note of that draft language, and let's flesh out any changes that need to occur so that we can try to get closer to a final version of that language. Thank you.
Thank you, Barry. I think that's a good note to close on. And so with that being said, thank you again, everyone who participated in this call. And I'll be sending out a recording of the call for those who were unable to participate. And I will also be sending out information for our next call, which will be going over the draft language for recommendation two during that call. So I wish everyone a good morning, afternoon, and evening. Thank you again for participating.